I'm out driving with all of the commuters this morning, Pinkies. It's a rainy, poury, wet, miserable some day of the week. I think it's Wednesday today. I don't really have any concept of time. Days of the week are meaningless to me. So, we are heading out to go have breakfast with the Batgirl this morning. Now, it's been awfully busy around the old castle. Mr. Anderson and I have been working our Batinskis into the ground, trying to make nice around the house. Mr. Anderson went and rented this a stump grinder. Now, I don't know if you know what a stump grinder is, but it's an extremely scary machine of evil death. It is basically a big Briggs and Stratton lawnmower motor attached to a spinning wheel of death. It's like a grinding, it's like a gigantic saw blade that's about 2 or 3 inches wide with these big meaty teeth on it, and this thing spins at a few thousand RPMs and you mow it over the stump that you don't want anymore and it grinds the thing into oblivion. It is the fucking scariest machine I've ever seen. It should be in a horror movie, really. So,
I need the thing! Oh, no, 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 get it!
We got it! Sorry, I had to get my transponder up there. I'm gonna have to do a bit of driving here. Hang on, I'll come back to you in a minute. So Mr. Anderson got this stump grinder and ground down we had 6 stumps on the old property there to get rid of. So Mr. Anderson was out there all day grinding away these stumps. So that was one weekend day. That day my dad also came to visit. So we promptly put him to work mowing the lawn, the first lawn mowing of the year. So we had everybody out working around the house there on one weekend day. Then what happened? Then the next day, Mr. Anderson went and got a bunch of dirt and put down a bunch of new dirt over top of where those stumps were. He put some grass seed down and seeded the grass. I was out with my skill saw and handyman's portable bench, fixing leaks on the deck, cutting and sawing and nailing and hammering and sealing and, oh my God. Just doing all those things that the good Fey handyman does. So this weekend, I'm sure there's lots more we did that I can't think of right now. But that's all we did all weekend was cut, saw, grind, seed, work around the house. So... And then, of course, that was the 2 days that we had that when it was not raining. And now, of course, we're back into torrential downpours for the next 2 or 3 days or more. So, the rain keeps coming down here in Vancouver, driving me around the bend. Try to keep the cars clean. It's just absolutely pointless. Might as well not even bother. So yes, that's what's been going on. That's what's kept me so busy and been preventing me from getting out a show. But today I am on my night shift day, going to work tonight. I'm just gonna nip out and meet the Batgirl for breakfast and then beetle on home, go to bed so I can go to work. Because, you know, my life is very exciting. Oh, you know what? Really fun thing happened. Mr. Anderson and I went to have lunch with Dale in Vancouver from the HD Inspirations blog, www.hdinspirations.com. And Mark in Canada, you all know Mark from the Musings of a Tech Writer podcast. So I actually hadn't seen Mark in many months, like a couple of months or more possibly. So we had a really nice lunch with those two boys. Got the old spy car out, went for a nice drive on the freeway into the downtown core. Mr. Anderson came along, so Dale in Vancouver got to meet Mr. Anderson. So that was very, very fun. Then I had to go to the dentist because my tooth fell apart. Not at that lunch, but my tooth had fallen apart previous to our lunch with Mark and Dale. And I had an appointment to see my dentist. Now, this is what ticks me off about the dentist. The current dentist I have... Now, let me explain something to you. This dentist that I go... This office that I go to, it's in the gay part of town, of course. And all the dentists there are very gay. Now, I used to have a totally gay, totally hot and cute gay dentist. But of course, the dentists, I don't know, they don't hang around at this place. They're always switching out, moving on, coming and going. My particular gay dentist was there, then he went away, then he came back, and then he went away, and now he's gone. So the dentist I have now is completely non-communicative. So I get in, I sit down, they take an x-ray, and then the dentist comes in, oh, I see the problem here, and he goes, meh, 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 and zip-zab. Does something to my tooth and then says, okay, we'll see you in a month to get that fixed up properly. That's just a temporary. Well, you know, he never told me he was going to put in a temporary fix. He didn't even tell me anything. What's wrong with the tooth? Why is my tooth falling apart? Like, these are important things I'd like to know. Now, I guess I could have asked what's wrong with my tooth and what are you going to do, but I assumed that he would say something okay and tell me what the plan was. So now I'm assuming, I can only assume, because he went the zib 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 zib, all right, you're all done, see you next month, and he walks out of the fucking room. And so what am I supposed to make of that? So anyway, I got this thing on my tooth. And I guess I go back next month at my next appointment, and they're going to fix it up right, I suppose. So anyway, that's what else is out. My face is falling apart. And then Mr. Anderson, now getting back to this yard work stuff. So Mr. Anderson wants to put apple trees in our backyard. He's been doing all kinds of research. Apparently, you need two apple trees because they need to pollinate each other. If you don't have two, you won't get any fruit. And then, so we went to the nursery. Now, I just heard Auntie Vera Charles' show where she has experience going to the nursery and refuses to go with Gooch because it takes forever. Now, this is something I understand completely. So we go, Mr. Anderson and I go to the nursery. We walk around the whole fucking nursery looking at everything going, oh gee, that looks nice, oh gee, those are pretty. And then trying to figure out how these apple trees work, and oh, it was just painful. I could have strangled them. I don't know how much time we spent there, but I don't even know if we got anything of value out of it. I guess Mr. Anderson had a good time. I'm telling you, I hope I never ever have to go back to the nursery again. It was a very painful experience. My heart goes out to Auntie Vera Charles and having to go to the nursery. So anyway, Mr. Anderson wants apple trees, and they're like $60 for an apple, to $40, $40 to $60 for an apple tree. And then, you know, and I was thinking like, okay, so we're going to have these apple trees, we're going to get a bunch of apples, and we're going to be like all our friends who have apple trees who keep trying to flog these freaking apple trees off on people. And, you know, because, you know, you're going to get thousands of apples or hundreds, and you're not going to have, you know, what are you going to do with them? How many pies can you bake? How many apples can two people eat, really? And then, so we're going to end up with, like, boxes and boxes of apples, right? So I told Mr. Anderson, why don't you just go to the grocery store and buy $60 worth of apples and then try to figure out what the hell to do with them? You're going to have to flog them off on all your friends. I don't know about this. So we're still thinking about the apple tree situation. I don't know what the outcome's going to be. Oh my God. So, and then, and Mr. Anderson keeps watching these do-it-yourself shows and coming up with all these great ideas for what he wants to do around the castle. So, I'm telling you, every time he gets an idea, I spend 3 days building some contraption for him. Or then he goes into his office and he comes out with a new picture. Here, we're going to move this farm over here. We'll put this thing over here. We'll put the toilet over here. Oh my God. It's going to be years and years of renovation. I just know it. Anyway, so that's life around the Fey Driver Castle. So Big Fatty, your brakes, you had to get all new brakes and rotors. That's not actually unusual for, especially for an older car and a large car like the Ford Explosion. The rotors are those big shiny things that look like plates behind your wheel. They're metal discs. Well, they're steel discs, actually. And what happens to the steel discs is as you step on the brake pad squeezes against the disc and it makes the car slow down. The problem is standing on your brakes or stepping on your brakes creates heat. And all that heat will make that steel disc warp. You might feel this warping disc when you step on the brake when you're going at a good speed, and you can feel the pedal pushing back, like throbbing back under your foot. Then you know that you have warped rotors. So that's why you had to pay so much money to buy new rotors. They are quite expensive. There is an option, you could have had them turned, and what they do is they shave the high spots off of that rotor so that it doesn't feel warped. It's no longer warped. But you can only do that a couple of times. It's considerably cheaper, but the disc will end up warping again. And then at some point, you need to buy new rotors anyway. So it's not a bad fix. It's something that does need to be done to every vehicle eventually. And so unfortunately it cost a lot of money. Also, while we're talking about cars and other podcasters' cars, I just want to say to Wes Stone, Wes, I am in agreement with you. Getting a new transmission. I think that's it's a very responsible purchase. You're probably going to be much better off just getting a new tranny than you are buying a whole new car. So, Don't let all these other people who don't know anything about cars tell you what to do with your new transmission. It's a good investment, especially for your car, which sounds like it's in very good shape, and they're really good cars, and I think you'll be just fine with a new transmission. All right, so I better check out here because I'm coming up to the destination. So I will check in with you after breakfast to tell you how my breakfast was. Bye-bye.